Hello, Los Angeles and beyond. You have reached us and we have reached you. Here we are together. Neighborhood Love Radio is the name of the program. I will be your host and selector this evening, Mr. Johnny Scott Gramercy. Hi. Come on in. This is my place. This is the last show for Neighborhood Love Radio, the last and long series. It's been my pleasure and my privilege, and I'm very honored that you spent some time with me and I got to play some music for you. In this particular movie, we're going to throw the credits down at the beginning. And so I just want to make sure that to give thanks to Mary Orchard for making the initial introduction, to Mr. Jeremy Hansen and Joel Flickinger for setting up the platform in order for this show and many other shows to deliver some independent original content. Miss Jennifer Guzman, who was the board op here for a long time, and she was very, very integral in the way this program shaped up and getting this sound together. With that, Mr. William Ibarra has now been on the board here for a few months, and he continues to soldier on with the team and help the show get better and better. Mr. Jeff Raffredo, who's actually stopping by a little bit later for being my co-host and buddy of sorts. Else and Stephanie, creator of Neighborhood Love, without whom I could not make this show. And lastly, you. This show is all LA music tonight. All LA music from the last year. This is Oregon. Don't Push Your Luck is the name of the tune.
Yeah.
Thomas and the Volcanoes out there spreading the rude gospel in Europe right now. Next up, Thundercat from Los Angeles. Lone Wolf and Cub is the name of this tune. Get into a sink into this one, man. You're going to dig it.
Thank you.
Started off the set with Orgone. By the way, all Los Angeles bands tonight, all LA bands that have had releases within the last year, the purpose is to kind of showcase the amazing talent coming out of Los Angeles.
City of Angels.
It is. Oh, Jeff Refredo came by.
Yeah.
What's up, dude?
What's happening?
Yeah, I like your shirt.
Thank you.
Baby blue Ben Davis, or Ben Sherman shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you like it out there? My baby blue.
We'll post up on the Instagram. We started the set with Orgone, tough, sexy, adventurous tune from a great record. The record's called Beyond the Sun, and the tune is called Don't Push Your Luck, from their album out a little bit earlier this year. Orgone, one of my local favorites. You could check out their website, hear more music and photos, and they're playing up all the time.
Yeah.
Orgonespace.com is their website, and the album Beyond the Sun is out on the Shinachi Entertainment label.
They always deliver live. Great live show.
They do. Renowned.
Yeah.
I would say.
Great band.
After that, we heard from LA, Junior Thomas and the Volcanoes from their Beware album out a little, I think about just a couple weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. Get a Hold of You was the name of the tune on the Truth and Soul label, that album is. And as I mentioned, they're out touring Europe right now. And then we wrapped up that set with the one and only Thundercat, Lone Wolf and Cub, from his I guess it's an EP, but the songs are a bit long, but the Beyond / Where the Giants Roam recording. Thundercat, known as a collaborator and a great artist in his own right, just a great nostalgic quality to his vocals, bass virtuoso, but much, much more, you know. Collaborated with Erykah Badu, he played with Suicidal Tendencies, known for his work with Flying Lotus.
Probably not at the same time, I'm guessing.
No. Maybe not. Well, maybe there's some overlapping, but okay. Also Kendrick Lamar. Anyway, The Beyond, Where the Giants Roam is the name of the record, out on the Brain Feeder label. And that brings us right up to present time. Mm-hmm. It's been a fun trip here at Skid Row Studios with the Neighborhood Love Radio program. And I mentioned earlier some thank yous for all the people. But again, I wanted to repeat thank you to Else and Stephanie over at neighborhood-love.com, which is a website devoted to street culture, music, food, fashion, etc. And we've had the pleasure to be the musical extension of that particular entity. If you go there right now, there's a couple cool things posted. There's a Neighborhood Love interview with Surreal, a graffiti artist out of Salt Lake City, and he talks a little bit about coming up. And he's an amazingly detailed artist, a public artist that not, of course, does lettering as graffiti does, but just incorporates cool characters. You know, something as random as like an octopus or something like that throughout
like
the
it.
Lettering. Also, at neighborhood-love.com, there's the pre-registration for Neighborhood Love Radio, neighborhoodlove.com presents Viva Las Vandals in April 2016, which is, I'll just read to you what it says. Come check us out. Graffiti painting on large production walls all the way down to solo walls with graph artists from the East Coast to the West Coast coming, and some special invites from some of our European homies to bless these walls. There'll be vendor booths, food trucks, tattooing, and more to be announced. This is just the initial registration for people who are interested. You can check it out on neighborhood-love.com. And while you're there, stop by the old shop button there and see what they got. T-shirts, stickers, skateboard decks, etc. And that's all I got to say about that, man.
What more can you say about that?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Not a damn thing.
In a nutshell.
Yeah. Coming up, more music out of Los Angeles. And again, reminder, this is basically a showcasing out of some of the LA music that's been coming out over the last year. And these are all hustlers, and these are all great bands putting on a good product. And you should absolutely check them out. Buy their music. Go see them at shows. Pay that money. Buy a t-shirt or whatever. You know, like that. Help them keep it going. If they're doing something you like, you know.
Support.
Yeah, support, man. I'm going to start you off with, if you're a regular listener to this here program, then you're no stranger to the internet. This tune's called Go With It, featuring Vic Mensa, who's a Chicago rapper, producer. I'm going to follow that up with Kamasi Washington, kind of a jazz jazz dude, saxophonist, composer, producer out of Inglewood, California. But first up, the internet.
Her hips in double time, got three funnels to sweep, but she don't curse, she get some money first. I understand and feel myself, I started from the dirt. Now I'm slide clean, how gold is it to flip a silver dollar out of dream? I mean, it looks just how it seems. Apologize if that came off as open-ended. She took it as backhanded and got offended. Like, you know what, you know different. You think every bitch is the same, and boy, don't you know them chips could dip as quick as they came. I came to the sense, she wanna taste of the F-A-M-E-S, she wanna lick it at cocaine. Let your hips do the talking. Contrary to what you think, they really say this often. But watching you whine made me really wanna know. Would you mind if you would it, we can go? I knew she wanted something. Don't stop, baby. Don't stop, baby. Oh.
Mr. Kamasi Washington out of Inglewood, California. He's playing at the Nokia Theater December 10th. Next up, LA producer, musician, composer, entertainment law professor, among other things, Mr. Adrian Young. Turn Down the Sound is the name of this tune. Enjoy. Set with the internet from their third LP, Ego Death. Go With It, featuring Vic Mensa, rapper, hip hop dude, producer out of Chicago. Apparently, that record was recorded in singer Sid the Kid's basement, and that is out on the Odd Future record label. Followed that up with Kamasi Washington. Final Thought was the name of the tune from his record called The Epic. It's an adventurous boast of a title there, The Epic. That's out on the Brain Feeder label.
No.
Was it? I think it was No Use for a Name. Put out a record once called Album of the Year.
Very nice.
Yeah. And it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Anyway, followed that up, the last tune you heard with from Mr. Adrian Young. He's a L.A. sort of, I don't know, he's everything. Producer, musician, composer. He does film scores. He's an entertainment law professor.
Pantomime?
Could possibly.
Yeah.
He's produced for The Delphonics and Ghostface Killah, among others. And that is out. The record's called Something About April. Most of his music has sort of that weird cinematic kind of quality to it, you know, like an old movie.
Hmm.
For me, anyway. That's out on his... Oh, he's a label creator as well, so that's out on his label,
Linear Labs. What doesn't he do?
He also owns a... with his wife, he owns a hair salon/record store.
Oh, yeah.
Over
you
over there in Alameda and 3rd, I think.
You've talked about this on this very program.
I have, yeah. Anyway, Adrian Young is his name. Something about April was the name of the record, and the tune is called Turn Down the Sound. Mr. Jeff Raffredo of the Agrolites, how's it going, dude?
Going all right.
Yeah. So you've been sitting in on shows here for a year, year and a half or so?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, and
my memory is terrible these days.
How, in what vast ways has this, your involvement in this program improved your life?
Vast ways? Well, I became a millionaire, and that was an improvement.
Well, I noticed the Ben Sherman shirt.
Then I became a billionaire, as I continued to keep coming on the show. Uh-huh. So it was mainly financial, and then spiritually, of course, the music has helped me grow.
This show is a moneymaker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Playing for free on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, the money, the my financial success is just a result of growth from having participated, not directly as a result, not coming from the show, but when I started.
It shows, dude. It shows in your face. Money can buy happiness, and you're a much happier person now.
Yeah, and I got better looking as well.
You did.
Yeah.
I did notice that, yeah.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to be all gay about it.
It's okay. So but, did you.
Thanks.
And I do want to be all gay about it.
But thanks so much, man, for sitting in and,
you know, it's been a lot of fun
pitching in some stories and, you know, just chit chatting and shooting the shit and talking a thing or two about a thing or two and all that.
Yeah.
It'll be going. It.
Yeah. It'll evolve.
And I also want to take a moment to thank the other guests from Skid Row Studios. Mr. Dark Mark, particularly. He's out there. He's out there doing his thing.
He's out there darkening. And,
he's. Spreading the Dark Mark gospel out there in New Orleans nowadays. Mr. Jimmy Cabs, who's sat in on the show a couple times. I've been on his old show a couple times. That dude deserves to be in broadcasting, man. If you loved ones, if you can ever find it and you like the metal, which I do, find him on the internet. Jimmy Cabs. You'll dig it. He's hilarious.
How do you spell Cabs?
C-A-B-B-S.
Okay.
Two B's. And the other hosts and stuff, but those are particularly ones that kind of reached out and, you know, I got a symbiotic thing with. And of course, loved ones. Thank you so much, too. You can always keep tabs on me. You can email me. Email me at my personal email, radiosancho@gmail.com. Again, loved ones, that is radiosancho@gmail.com. I do have things working in the future. There is good stuff ahead.
Yeah.
And but this particular program, the Neighborhood Love Radio program, this is the last show. And I'm playing all LA artists, Los Angeles artists that have released music in the last year or so, just to kind of showcase all the good stuff that's going on in this beautiful city.
Of angels.
Yes. Next up, Mezcal Valley Boys out of Ojai, California. They refused my request to change their name to the Ojai Players.
That's good.
Keeping it Mezcal Valley Boys, and Take You to Hell is the name of this tune. And right after that, I'm going to play The Lions.
Lights. So I'm saying about the man to keep you up all night. Oh.
Lions, When It Rains, featuring Malik the Freak Moore on their Soul Riot Freaky album. Next up, an up-and-comer, sort of, a singer-songwriter, self-producer, self-released music, Kaja Bonet. Remember, The Rain is the name of this tune from, what's the single? She also had an EP out, called The Visitor, out a little bit earlier this year. That's available on iTunes. Kaja Bonet. I think you're going to dig it. Find that and more music on the iTunes. She spells her name K-A-D-H-J-A Bonet, and as Jeff did, how did you describe it?
Kind of sounds, you know, definitely...
Flacky.
Reminiscent of an era past. Yeah. Oh, specifically, Flacky. She's got a little flackish.
Loved ones, we got a wrap. This is the final episode for Neighborhood Love Radio. I want to thank you so much for joining me each week through this journey. I love playing music for you, and I love to hear the feedback. It is not over for me. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. Find me. I got other stuff coming up. Great stuff. Onward and upward. And I want to thank you again, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been fun hanging out.
Thank you, loved ones. Thank you, Jeremy, and everybody else involved in Skid Row Studios. And when I say onward and upward, I mean that for you too. Let's get better. Let's do it better. I'm going to keep on rocking if you keep on rocking.
Yeah, I'm going to keep on rocking if you're going to keep on rocking.
Yeah. Good night, loved ones.
All right.